when you talk about that pint of glass and beer in front of you, you're talking about an industry that supports 2 million jobs in the U.S., a $246 billion economic impact, and pays about $49 billion in taxes and generates just under $80 billion in wages. Total economic impact in New York is about $14 billion, and about 100,000 industry-related jobs are created out of that. We're talking jobs not just in brewing. You've got the agriculture sector. You've got the folks who make your cans and your bottles, the packaging. And then you've got their wholesalers, and then you've got all the retailers, be it bars, grocery stores, liquor stores, and whatnot, where people can go and enjoy a glass of beer with some friends. You look at the seven states that are in your station's listening area, you're talking about a $40 billion economic impact and about 300,000 jobs and about $8 billion in taxes. And that's a pretty good big point, though, is that taxes are the most expensive ingredient in your beer. When you look at that pint and glass of beer in front of you, about 40% of that liquid goes towards taxes when you pay for it. So you're talking about federal excise tax, state tax, local tax. So beer is pretty highly taxed, and we would love to see that roll back, and we've got some proposals on how to do that smartly where you don't pick winners or losers.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Beer Act that is in Congress and why your organization is in support of this bill?
Well, you know, we're in support of the bill because our taxes were doubled not too long ago. And when that happened, we lost 60,000 jobs. And we were just starting to get the industry turned around, and we were hit with a whammy of the economic downturn, which really impacted that middle-class beer drinker. So what we like to do is get that rolled back to where it used to be. Back when our taxes were doubled, taxes on jewelry, yachts, private planes, a lot of really the things that had nothing to do with beer as far as you look at who the consumer is, were doubled as well, and those were all lifted because they decimated those industries. Ours were hit as well. Our beer drinks were hit, but we have not had those taxes rolled back. So what we're trying to do is roll back those taxes in a way that's fair and equitable, because we've got small brewers, especially a lot of great brewers there in New York, as well as large brewers and importers who really are the folks who are driving that economic engine.
Is there any way that state governments can play a role in helping the beer industry? Last year in New York State, the first Wine, Beer, and Spirits Summit was held, which brought several different producers together, and Governor Andrew Cuomo had pledged to create a sort of one-stop shop for economic development for those in the brewing industry. So is there a role that tax money does have in helping breweries and brewers get their product to market?
Sure, there are. I think there are ways. Basically, when you look at alcohol regulation in the U.S., the states play the primary role in how alcohol is treated, regulated, and taxed in their state. Every state is different. They will do what they think is best in the best interest of their consumers as they make those regulations. So I think there's a lot of stuff they can do. But I would just think that when we do that, we have to make sure that we are fair and don't pick winners and losers, because what we don't want to have happen is giving one type of brewery an upper hand over another. So you have small brewers, fairly middle-sized large brewers, and very large brewers, and you got to make sure your policy is fair across all those segments. For example, we talk small brewers. Most 90% of the brewers in the U.S. are below 15,000 barrels, and a barrel is about 30 gallons. That's not a whole lot. So helping those smaller brewers out are important, but once you get a little bit larger, you just want to make sure you're applying a fair system. We start talking about franchise law, taxes, and things like that.